Well, good morning once again. I'm Jody, and I'm glad you're joining with us again this morning on this day that the Lord has made. I want to welcome you to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. I want to remind you that our inspiration is from the Lord Himself and from His Word. And so our intention here is to help us all to be inspired by the living God and by His Word that He has given to us. And so we trust that that will take place as we share God's Word together with you. And may it be a blessing in your life and also an inspiration to you, as it is to all those who meditate on God's Word. I would like to, before we get started here this morning, I'd like to remind you that there is a Saturday morning Bible study that you can listen to live. It's 7:30 a.m. Eastern Time. And if you would like to join in there, the phone number is 1-218-862-1300. And the ID number would be 525-819. And I'm going to repeat that again here in just a moment. But I'd just like to encourage you, if you'd like to join in with a live Bible study, and maybe some of you have already experienced that, you may call this number and the ID number, and it'll get you right there. And you'll be able to express and be able to share and ask questions. And that's very welcome for you to do that. So I'm going to give you the number again here in case you didn't have a pen ready. The number that you would call would be 1-218-862-1300. And the ID number would be 525-819. And again, that's a Saturday morning Bible study, and it's 7:30 Eastern Time. So that would be a blessing to you, I'm sure, if you would call in and join in there. I feel quite confident that you would have a blessing, find a blessing there. Well, today I would like to talk to you about something that I'm labeling here, or calling here, warning labels. Warning labels. And we have warning labels all in throughout our house on different products that we buy. And I'm going to read one to you here later, but I would like to start with some scripture here. I'm going to be reading out of Luke chapter 12, and I'd like to read the first two verses there. And it says, "In the meantime, when there were gathered together an innumerable multitude of people, insomuch that they trode one upon another, he," that'd be Jesus, "began to say unto his disciples, first of all, Beware ye of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known." Jesus is giving a warning here of leaven of the Pharisees, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. But I'd like to read just yet another scripture here. This would be in Matthew, and it'd be from chapter 7. And I'll be reading about 5 or 6 verses here, Matthew 7. And I'll begin in verse 15. And Jesus again is speaking here, and he says, "Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them." This, to me, again, here's another warning label that Jesus is reading to us. He's letting us know that we need to beware. There's going to be prophets that are among us. There's going to be prophets that come in sheep's clothing, but really on the inward they are ravening wolves. And we talked yesterday about some things that were a little deceiving by the outward, and the inside was very disappointing. And here we're having some warnings from our Lord. He's saying, this is real. This is something that is going to happen. Beware, he says, beware. And I'd like to read to you just yet another scripture, and this would be out of Mark chapter 12, And I'll read 38 through 40. Mark 12, 38 through 40. And it says, "And he said unto them in his doctrine, Beware of the scribes which love to go in long clothing and love salutations in marketplaces and the chief seats in the synagogues and the uppermost rooms at feasts, which devour widows' houses and for pretense make long prayers, that these shall receive greater damnation." So again, Jesus uses the word beware, beware. When we see that word, it's like warning, warning, be careful. And then he gives what he's sharing about the warning. There's going to be pretenders. There's going to be there people that are dangerous, those that have an appearance, but they're like a sheep, like a wolf in sheep's clothing. And now I'd like to read to you. I was just looking through one day at some different products we have in the house, and I noticed on the warning labels, they're quite interesting. If you have ever taken the time to look at some of the products on your shelf, especially the cleaners and different types of things that we buy that are pretty common in our homes, and I was just looking at one. It's a bathroom cleaner, and it has a list of in the back here, and it says a danger list here, and there's things that are written in red and bold print, and this one here is particularly caught my attention. It says that if you were to get this on your skin, it says to rinse skin immediately with plenty of water for 15 or 20 minutes and call the Poison Control Center and get some advice. It says if you swallow this product, it says to call a control center or doctor immediately for treatment. And it says have a person sip a glass of water if able to swallow. And it says do not induce vomiting. It says do not give anything by mouth to an unconscious person. This whatever's inside of this bottle, they're fully aware that this can put somebody completely out. And then it says if it's inhaled, if you just breathe it, it says move a person to fresh air. Or if the person is not breathing, call 911 or an ambulance and then give them artificial respiration. Then it wants you to call the Poison Control Center immediately. This, whatever's inside of this bottle is very, very serious. So the chemicals that are in there are things that would make a man to die or get very, very sick and be very, in a bad way, hurt. And then it has a note to the physician here, and it tells them what some of the probable damage may be. And I just was thinking, now, this is pretty interesting to have these things in the house. We want to be sure to keep those out of reach of little ones. But it sounds like even for us adults, there is some danger here. There's some warning here. Very, very bright red letters on the back giving us warning. This is what Jesus was doing. He was warning. He was giving caution, saying, be careful, beware, beware. Be careful. There are some dangerous things here. There are some things you need to watch for. We had talked about some of that yesterday, about the empty package. Jesus is talking about now. He's saying there's some things you need to watch out for. These false prophets out there, people that will tell you things that are not right. And how do you know? How can you tell? And he's talking about the fruits. And I know we've talked about fruit trees and bearing fruits, and we've talked about that before, and it's good to review those and keep going over. You know a tree by its fruit. And Jesus is simply saying you need to see the fruit borne out in their lives and be careful. There are those out there that would deceive. And Jesus was giving these warning labels. He was reading them. He was saying, here's what's inside. Be careful. Yesterday we read in Matthew 23 about blind guides and whited tombs, the sepulchers that were whitewashed. They were beautiful on the outside, but inside they were full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness. And so he's giving here a warning. Be careful. Cautious. Caution. And so we need to take notice of that. And I was thinking also, if Jesus were to read our label, if he was to read my label, what would he have to say? If he's reading your label, what would he have to say about you? would he give a warning and say, be careful, cautious, caution. There's a person here that there's deadly things inside. I hope that wouldn't be the case, but I want to be real with myself and with God. Lord, are there things inside that are vile and harmful and poisonous? I want you to clean that up. And I trust that that you would want that as well. But if we knew that we had a label written out on our back or on our forehead or somewhere where everybody could read it, I wonder if we wouldn't be ashamed of ourselves. Oh, I don't want people to know that. I don't want them to know what's inside. Not everything. But God wants to give those exposing things and to let us be exposed. He wants to get rid of those and clean us up. And so may we give him the liberty to do that. So I just want to encourage you today. Let's let your label that God would read be that of a blessing and not caution and beware. And so may you think about that today and let God do the work there that he desires to do to make you a pure vessel and clean in his sight. God bless you today.